Mike.
Today's date is March 22nd, 2024, and this is episode 62, The Big Announcement.
Hi, punks. Going to school, huh?
Yeah.
Why don't you play fish hooky and come fishing with us?
Yeah, boy. They're sure biting.
Get thee behind me, Satan, and don't push.
Get behind me, Satan. Jesus said, get behind me, Satan. Jesus said, get away from me, Satan. Jesus said, you don't tempt the Lord thy God. Get behind me, Satan. Jesus said, get behind me, Satan. Jesus said, get away from me, Satan. Jesus said, you don't tempt the Lord thy God. Now Jesus went through the desert 40 nights and 40 days. When he got tired and hungry, his father he would pray. But the devil came to Jesus, said, if you want to be fed, why don't you turn these big old worthless stones to bread? Get behind me, Satan. Jesus said, get behind me, Satan. Jesus said, get away from me, Satan. Jesus said, you don't tempt the Lord thy God. Get behind me, Satan. Jesus said, get behind me, Satan. Jesus said, get away from me, Satan. Jesus said, you don't tempt the Lord thy God. Then the devil, he took Jesus to the temple up on top. And he said, if you are the Son of God, jump off of this golden rock. For the scripture says that angels will slow your falling down. And they'll gently put your feet back on the ground. Get behind me, Satan. Jesus said, get behind me, Satan. Jesus said, get away from me, Satan. Jesus said, you don't tempt the Lord thy God. Get behind me, Satan. Jesus said, get behind me, Satan. Jesus said, get away from me, Satan. Jesus said, you don't tempt the Lord thy God. Ooh. Then the devil he took Jesus to a mountaintop to show all the cities and the nations and the kingdoms here below. And the devil he told Jesus, you can have all that you see if you will just bow down and worship me. Get behind me, Satan. Jesus said, get behind me, Satan. Jesus said, get away from me, Satan. Jesus said, you don't tempt the Lord thy God. Get behind me, Satan. Jesus said, get behind me, Satan. Jesus said, get away from me, Satan. Jesus said, he said, don't tempt the Lord thy God.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to this is an official Godcast. Thank God, yes indeed, it is Friday. I'm Ron Johnston, and I'm here with DJ. And tonight, we have a big announcement. So thank you for joining us. First, let's welcome DJ. DJ, how's it going? How are you today?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. It's always wonderful to see your smiling face.
It's good to see you.
You know, I feel kind of bad that nobody gets... I'm sorry, go
What's
ahead.
What's that?
I was just going to say, I feel kind of bad. Nobody else gets to see your smiling face.
Oh.
We're going to have to do something about that.
Yeah.
Thank you for joining us, Tam and Insidious and Jonah. Jonah just got back from a big trip. He was in a whale. I love it. I love the new handle.
You know,
that's one of my favorite books. If you guys haven't read Jonah, it's a great book and it's a great read and it's only 10 minutes long. So if you have a very little attention span like myself, you can get through it in 10 minutes and still really enjoy it and get a great message out of it. You guys will love it. And it was actually one of the reasons why I'm here. You know, when God said, hey, get off your butt, do something. I didn't want to run the other way and get sucked up by a big fish. So I said, okay, I'll do it. And so here we are 60 some episodes later. Jonah, we all love you. Thank you for being here. So DJ, tell me what's good.
Well, the week's almost over. Friday, yes. You know, that's a good thing. And, you know, I just been finding more time to get in the Word, which is nice because I've been working so much lately. And, you know, the vineyard calls in the morning and the prayer calls. And I don't know, life is good. Getting some pretty snow today.
Yeah, and that's nice. The second or third day of spring here in Michigan, and we got, what do we get, 3 to 5 today? It's still snowing. It's been snowing all day, and it's still snowing now.
Yeah, it's still snowing.
And it's supposed to be like 58 degrees on Monday, so it's all going away, so I'm not even going to shovel it. I'm just going to enjoy it.
Me too. Build a snowman.
It is beautiful, though. One last snow. You mentioned the vineyard. Can we talk about that for just a second more? We talked about that last week. For those who don't know, can you tell us a little bit about what the vineyard is?
Yeah, sure. Where it's Jay Wu, I believe, I don't know if Jay Wu started it, but he it's started like after the first Bard's Fest, and it's just grown from there. I joined after the Kentucky Bard's Fest. And so every morning we get on and we get on a signal call and we do some fellowship.
Signal's the app.
Talk about what's on our heart. Yeah, Signal app.
Yep, the Signal app. Okay.
And we pray for whoever needs prayer. There's usually, sometimes there's 4, sometimes there's a dozen on the call. So, and you join, and that's nice to see you there.
Yeah, so, I love it.
It's just a great way to start the day. So if anybody wants to join, reach out. Ron or I can give you the, you know, just get on the Signal app, and it's called The Vineyard. And we'd love to see everybody there.
Yeah, we'll get you hooked up.
Yeah.
We should all be starting our days in prayer. And it's, like you said, it's just a great way to start your day and get a prayer group going. You don't want to join this one, start your own.
Yeah.
All right. So should we get into the announcements? We don't have a testimony tonight for those that are joining us. Sorry, no testimony. We've done a couple episodes that we haven't done testimonies. We've had a couple pastors come in and speak about salvation. And we're going to do that again soon. We've got another pastor lined up. He's going to come and give his testimony, and then he's going to come and speak about salvation, and he's going to either do Romans Road or Jonah's favorite. Jonah, what's your favorite? Prodigal Son. He's going to come and do Prodigal Son for us. And so just another show on salvation. And but that's in the future, but our big announcements, sorry, I got sidetracked. Our big announcements, it is a big announcement, but it comes in 4 parts. Part 1, first off, DJ is joining us permanently on This Is an Official Godcast. So for those of you who know DJ, you know that's a great thing. For those of you who don't know DJ, you're going to get to know DJ, and then you'll realize that it's a great thing. You guys are all going to love her. Everybody loves DJ. She's awesome. And, so that's the first thing. That's awesome. Doesn't get much better than that. Second thing is, This Is an Official Godcast is going to be making a couple moves. You're no longer going to find us here on this channel on Podbean, on the This Is an Official Godcast channel. Not on this page. We're still going to be on Podbean, but we're going to be moving to Kilted Christian's page. And Duncan McGregor, as you know, runs that. And we're going to be his Friday night show. So we're still going to do Friday nights, and we're still going to be on Podbean. you're just going to have to look for us over on Kilted Christians page. And for those of you that just listen to the replay, and I know there's people from all over countries, all different countries that download these and listen to these testimonies. I'm going to put a link up on this episode. So when you download and listen to this episode, look into the information on there, and I'll have a link to Kilted Christians page. So you just have to follow Kilted Christian and you'll find us there Friday. The only real difference is we're going to be going at 9 p.m. Eastern instead of 7 p.m. Eastern. So, I mean, that should be no big deal for the people that download it. Should be no big deal for the people that are already in this community, because most people are night owls. It's going to be hard on me because Podbean gives us 2 hours. So when we start at 7, we usually end at 9, and I go to bed at 9:01. So that's going to be hard on me, but DJ's here and she's going to poke me with a stick if I start falling asleep. So that's another reason why she's here. She's going to poke me with a stick, keep me awake. So we'll put a link up to Kilted Christians page for this episode but next week you'll have to find us on Kilted Christians page. I'm still going to keep this page open for the past shows, for maybe a couple of weeks, and then it'll come down. Another thing is Duncan is going to load all the past episodes onto Kilted Christians. So you'll still be able to access all the past episodes. So that's Friday, 9 p.m. Eastern, 8 Central, 7 Mountain, 6 Pacific. Will be on Kilted Christians page. The third big part of this news is Duncan is also coming aboard. And he is going to be a host on This Is an Official Godcast, just like DJ. So it's going to be Duncan, DJ, and I, the new team. This is the new team we get together here. And we're all going to be on Duncan's page Friday night. Duncan is, his bread and butter is producing. So he's going to be producing the show. And this is part four, the big announcement. This is where it gets really exciting. We're going to be on Rumble. So just like when I was talking to DJ in the intro and I said, man, I wish these people could see your beautiful face. You're going to be able to see our beautiful faces. Well, at least DJ's beautiful face and Duncan's. Hope, you're late. I'm watching you. Hope's here, everybody. Say hello to Hope. And so we're going to be on Rumble, which is going to be awesome. Duncan's going to build the show with the graphics. He's going to direct it. And it's going to be Godcast and Kilted Christian coming together, combining our efforts. It's going to be a beautiful thing. Duncan had made this announcement a couple days ago in his show. And just like he said, it's going to be great for you, the listeners, because you'll be able to find us both at one spot. You don't have to be searching all over Podbean for us. You just go to one channel, the Kilted Christian channel, and we're going to be there. And he's got a couple other shows that are coming on. JW and Jim Warren are going to be Monday night for Book of Heaven. And what's their Saturday show called, DJ? Campfire.
Is it Church Around the Campfire?
Church Around the Campfire on Saturday. And they're going to do that too. So there's a couple shows. And we're just, like I said, we're all coming together. Basically just going to unify, come together and serve God as one body under one roof. It's going to be a beautiful thing. So you'll be able to find us both at the same place, which is, like I said, going to be easier for you. All our prior shows are going to be downloaded on there and on Kilted Christian's page. So you'll be able to access the past episodes. The format of Godcast will stay the same. We're just going to have testimonies and talk about salvation. Nothing's going to change there, but it's going to be a beautiful thing. So again, to summarize, DJ and Duncan are now official Godcasters. I got some t-shirts coming for you guys. You're going to love it. We'll be looking pretty slick when we get on Rumble. And Godcast will be run on the Kilted Christian page, still on Podbean, moving from 7 to 9 p.m., and then going to Rumble. So that's it. Frankly, Duncan, DJ, and I, we are making this move out of obedience. This is what the Lord's asked us to do. Yes, it's a win-win for Kilted Christian. Yes, it's a win-win for Godcast. It's definitely a win-win for you guys because we're just making it easy for you guys, but you know, our mission here is to grow the kingdom. And by combining forces and moving to Rumble, we'll be better equipped to do so. And hopefully we're going to gain a larger audience, because that's what this is all about. Just spreading the word of Jesus. The more people we can tell about Jesus, the better off we're all going to be in the end. And, but we need you guys, please continue to do your part. Most of all, please share these testimonies all over social media. You guys each got a Facebook page. Everybody's got a Telegram page. Everybody's on, I don't know, wherever you're at. Where are you at? Facebook, Telegram, True Social, Gab. I mean, wherever you're at, please share these testimonies all over social media. And, you know, most importantly, tell someone about Jesus today. Look for opportunities to witness. That's why we're here. So continue to do what you're doing. And we're going to continue to do what we're doing. We're just making a slight little adjustment, a little move, and it's going to be a beautiful thing for everybody. What do you think, DJ?
I think it's going to be great. And thanks for bringing me aboard. I've been praying about what God wants me to do, and I just been listening. And so here we are. And
that's something.
It really is.
Ask and you shall receive, you know. You pray about something and certain things, your life just goes in certain ways, and you know what it, you know, and you know why. Yeah, yeah, man, prayer is powerful.
Absolutely. It's nice when it comes to full circle, you know, you pray and ask God to use you somehow, and you just never know where you're going to be. He puts you where you're supposed to be, you know, for every season.
Yeah. It's beautiful. I'm excited. Duncan's excited. Duncan couldn't be here tonight. He's out chasing some stuff in Marysville, but we'll all be here next Friday. I think Duncan's working on somebody that it's actually DJ's idea. And I had the same idea, but I didn't say anything out loud. DJ mentions it, and I'm like, you're reading my mind. That's what I want to get. So we got someone in mind for our first episode. I think you guys will love it, and we're excited about it. So, yeah, we'll see you there.
Yeah.
So this is a short episode. I basically, you know, I know most of the people in the community already know this because they listen to Kilted Christian, but there's so many people that just listen to the replay, like I said, that are maybe not part of the community. So I didn't want to just ghost those people. I got to tell them what we're doing and where we're going. So that's it. This is a short episode. That's all we really got for you tonight. You know, it wouldn't feel the same if I didn't read Romans 10:9. So I am going to read Romans 10:9-10. And then DJ is going to get into a prayer. If there's anybody here in live chat that has a prayer request, please tag DJ now. And we're going to pray for you guys. And so if I can, Romans 10:9-10. That if you confess with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For it is with your heart that you believe and are justified, and it is with your mouth that you confess and are saved. And of course, my encouragement to you is look for that opportunity to witness. We all come across at least a couple people a day. And, you know, maybe that's not your thing. We talked about this in Signal that, you know, maybe you're an introvert and that's okay, but there's still ways to share Jesus when you're an introvert. We got track ministries going on out there, and Jay was a funny guy. He's talking about putting tracks behind, cantaloupes in the produce section. You know, you should grab a cantaloupe and then there's a track sitting there. You know, you never know where you're going to bump into Jesus, even in the produce section. So, you know, get creative. Share Jesus in your own special way. There's not a wrong way to do it.
Penny's pocket crosses too.
Oh, Penny's pocket crosses. Those are awesome.
Yeah. Crafty nut. Crafty nut.
All right. And we got a prayer here from Hope. And all right. So that's it. DJ, you want to close us out?
I sure will. Kevin, okay, there. Father God, thank you for this wonderful day that you've given us. Thank you for bringing us all together here. And so many blessings that you give us that we are so grateful for, Lord. And please just fill our hearts with your love that we can share it with others. Your joy that is just beyond measure, Lord. And we just thank you for everything that you do for us. And let us know what we can do for you. What do you want us to do for you, Lord? Just put our feet on your path that you would have for us, and let us be open vessels with open hearts to listen to where you would have us go, Lord. I just ask that you would be have your hand upon this podcast, Lord, and just bless it as we move forward to this Rumble station, this new adventure that we're all on. And I thank you for putting me here, and guide me so that I do a good job, a worthy job. For you, Lord. It's all about you. And we need to just glorify you in everything we do. And let us just do that through our days. Be with Duncan as he pulls all of this together. There's a lot on his shoulders to get this to move in the direction that we need it to go, Lord. And let us all be your hands and feet to pitch in wherever we need to make this a success for kingdom, Lord, for your kingdom. There are many here, Lord, that need healing, need to feel your touch upon them, Lord. And I just think of Steve right now, and I just lift him to you. Lord, heal his body, and we claim this, that it will be so. It will be done in your name, Jesus, for your glory. Just ask that you would be with him, guide the doctors, whatever he needs to do, Lord, to heal and to listen and to be patient and to just do what you would have him do, Lord, to make his body well, to listen. And guide Crafty Nut so that she can provide the help that she needs for him too, Lord. And we just thank you for your healing touch upon him. Think of Deborah in Washington, Lord, and her nerve damage that she's had, or her nerve, the health of her nerves. I don't know exactly what it is, but you know, Lord. And we just ask that you would touch her and relieve her pain and bring her body healing, Lord. And we believe this to be, and we claim it, Lord. We claim that her pain will go away and you would be glorified through this, Lord. Be with Jay Wu and help him with his move and heal his arm quickly and let him be back to his full self sooner than they even predict that he'll be healed, Lord. We just know that you perform miracles, and we just ask that you would let him heal completely and fully. And Lord, be with Jeff and give him strength and endurance, and Lord, be with him and heal his body. Take away this suffering that he's been going through for so long, Lord. We believe that this will be cast to the side, and his suffering and his pain and everything will be taken care of through you, Lord. Just perform your healing upon him. When we pray for Kevin, who lost his fiance, you know the situation there, Lord, and we just ask that you would be with him. And if he doesn't know you, Lord, we ask that he seeks you in this time. Sometimes we find you at our lowest moment, Lord, and we just ask that you would be with him and that he has a friend in hope, and that she can guide him and pray for him as well. And we just all lift him up to you, Lord. There's so much going on in this time in our world, but just need to keep our eyes on you. All eyes on you, Lord, and there will be complete healing and complete joy. Let us do your will, Lord. Rejoice. Rejoice in you always. Pray without ceasing. And be thankful for everything that you do for us. Everything, Lord. There's so much to be thankful for, and let us not forget that. I ask that you would be with each of us as we go. Bless this family, Lord. And I pray this in your name, Jesus. Amen.
Amen. All right, guys, so we are going to be seeing you next week on the Kilted Christian Channel, still on Podbeam, 9 p.m. Eastern, 8 Central, 7 Mountain, 6 Pacific, and we will see you then. All right, my dearest friends, let us not forget we are here for one reason and one reason only, and that is to spread the gospel of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. So please, find that person you love that does not know him and tell them your testimony. Do it today.
Love you guys.
Naked alone, cold cobblestone, they beat him until the blood ran. They brought him to die on a cross up on high, with spikes through his feet and his hands. You can use him, abuse him, mock and accuse him, sell him out for 30 pieces, betray him to the devil's mayhem, but you can't shake Jesus. A crown of thorns on his brow, his eyes on the crowd, all of God's daughters and sons. They're spitting on him, cursing at him, forgive them for what they have done. You can use him, abuse him, mock and accuse him, sell him out for 30 pieces, betray him, slay him, do the devil's mayhem, but you can't shake Jesus. Well, I've had my bounds, questions and doubts, you know there are those who deceive. I've tried to resist, escape and dismiss, but there's one who's shadowing me. I can lose my religion, break with tradition, say I'll hold out till hell freezes. I can test him, try him, but I just can't deny him. No, I can't shake Jesus. No, I can't shake Jesus.
All right, guys. Thank you so much for joining us. Keturah Martin, great to see you here. I missed you, girl. Where you been? I love you, and I think of you often. I hope you're doing well. If you need anything, please reach out to us. Ed, Black Dragon Radio, Tams, great to see you guys here too as well. I'll look forward to seeing you next week. All right, guys. You guys have a great weekend. I love you, and we'll see you soon.